So three stories here that Woody and I are going to share as part of what we call It Happened in Florida. They're all true stories. Could have happened anywhere all over the world, though. And you got to spot the Florida story because, you know, Florida, they consistently crank out the insanity. And so we tip the cap to Florida with this game. Woody will start us off with story number one.
We have a lot of respect for the men and women who are police officers in this country, and we understand that one of the most dangerous calls that you can go out on as a police officer is a 7422. Chelsea, 7422.
Muffler bracket on a Pinto.
No.
Never let it go.
This is 7423. The 7422 is a topless 81-year-old woman drinking boxed wine in the park. You know,
right?
One of the most dangerous police calls you can go on.
Damn right.
It happened at 7:40 in the morning last Thursday.
That sounded like you said a topless 81-year-old woman drinking boxed wine in the park. What did you really say?
Somebody called the cops because there was an 81-year-old woman sitting on a bench in a park, fully topless, drinking pink Franzia wine straight from the box.
If that's not a warning for me in my life, I don't know what is.
Right. Say, Chelsea, this is a look into the future.
Yep. Life goals.
No. I don't want to be a topless 81-year-old woman at 7:40.
When the cops approached her, she started to try and spray them with her wine. I don't know how you would do that. I guess you squeeze the bag.
Or maybe it's in her mouth.
Could have been. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. Was it in Florida where cops had to arrest an 81-year-old topless woman drinking boxed wine in the park?
At 7:40 a.m.
Story number two has to do with what happens on a golf course. Those of you that are golfers, maybe you can see where I'm going with this. But in story number two, somebody was arrested for something they did on a golf course. Now, think about it in your head. What might somebody do on a golf course that would be illegal? Enough, by the way, that you could face up to 20 years in prison.
Take an underage girl there to make out with her in the nighttime?
Nope. That's not correct, Chelsea. Sorry, I can't accept that one.
Was it golf cart related? Did they run over somebody with a golf cart?
Golf cart related, running over somebody.
No. Like a vehicle, hit and run vehicle accident type of thing.
He's being charged with mayhem, malicious intent to maim or disfigure after biting off another man's thumb.
When you said biting off another man's, I was like, oh no.
I feel like
golf has changed.
That's a crime, regardless of whether you do it at a golf course or not.
I'm going to agree with you on that, Chelsea. That's right. The man said he took, or apparently, not the man said, he took the guy's thumb off down to the knuckle. They had a disagreement, needless to say, on the golf course. I assume about whose turn it was. Your Honor, Your Honor. Oh, really? Give me your thumb. Now, your question could be, how did it get that far with the dude's thumb in his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Did he ask him, hey, can I see your thumb for a second, and then bit it off? What was the scenario that led to a man having another man's thumb in his mouth? He said, pretending like he doesn't know the answer. Apparently, they were able to put the thumb on ice, but we don't have any details on whether they've been able to reattach the thumb. Were they golfing in Florida when a man was charged with mayhem and may face 20 years in prison? Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with the police asking for the public's help in identifying whoever is placing photos of actor Nicolas Cage next to piles of dog poop.
What are you saying?
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
So there's a greenway, and people like to walk and ride their bikes up and down the greenway, and some people are walking their dogs, and apparently there's been people who are not picking up after their dog drops anchor. And a local resident has taken it upon him or herself to print out photographs of Nicolas Cage from various movies and then tape them to sticks, and they are then placed right next to the dog poop. Don't know if it's a commentary on Nicolas Cage's acting or anything else. The police would like them to stop. They say it's comical, but it starts to get on a slippery slope. When you're pointing out one kind of litter with another kind of litter, you're not doing the city any justice. After all, if you're going through the time to place a picture of Nicolas Cage, why don't you just pick it up yourself? Is it in Florida where someone has been sticking photos of actor Nicolas Cage next to piles of dog poop? 844-4WW-SHOW. Pete is up first to try and solve our quiz. Pete, all three stories actually have happened. Which one went down in Florida, do you think?
Number two.
You're going to go with story number two. No, sorry.
Oh. Nope. Massachusetts is where the dude apparently bit off another guy's thumb in some sort of disagreement. By the way, I've got some audio of the incident here as described on the scanner, I believe, or in the 911 call.
Be advised, an update from the PD. Apparently, there's two foursomes that got into an altercation, and there's been a finger that's been bitten off.
The victim's laying down on the main entrance road in between a cluster of three golf carts.
It's not a call I would assume you get. A whole lot.
Right. Steve, 50-50 shot for you. What do you think?
Hey, man, I don't know. I'm thinking story number one.
Story number one, yeah. St. Petersburg, Florida is where you're an 81-year-old topless woman drinking Franzia in the park before trying to spray the cops. And Roanoke, Virginia is where somebody has been placing photographs of actor Nicolas Cage next to piles of dog poop.
I actually have some audio of the 911 calling the old woman as well.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I'm going to allow it.
It sounds familiar. I can't quite place it. Here's the actual audio.
I would rather have brief anonymous sex than have any stranger touch my belly button.
Sorry, that's not the right one. Here's the actual audio from the golfers and the thumb incident.
I want my female golfers to be flat-chested and unattractive.
Maybe I don't have it. Is this it?
Tiny balls.
Nope, don't have it. Sorry about that.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.